Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
There's no doubt that the transgender movement is taking the nation by storm. Younger and younger children are announcing they are transgender. They feel like they were born in the wrong body. They are told gender is a social construct, and some people are just born transgender, just like some people are born quote-unquote gay. We are told that doctors assign gender at birth, but sometimes they are wrong. However, a meta-analyst published in the Infant and Child Development Journal found gender isn't just a social construct, but has its basis in a biological origin. Some are even pointing to what they call rapid-onset transgenderism. But what is behind all this, and is there hope for those who are confused about their gender? My guest today is Walt Heyer. He's an accomplished author and public speaker who raises public awareness about the incidence of regret and the tragic consequences suffered as a result of unnecessary sex change surgery. Thanks, Walt, for being with us. What's your story? Why are you interested in this topic in particular?
Well, I'm interested for one reason. I went through it as a 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old child who had this confusion. Mm-hmm. But what I've learned since then, which is that was 74 years ago, so I'm no spring chicken. I've been dealing with this for that many years, more than most people. And so what I've found is that this is a childhood developmental issue that starts when parents, adults, or someone else introduces a young child to the idea of changing genders. They're not born that way. They're actually introduced to it, and some parents even groom or encourage or show their kid how to change genders. So this is taught, as it was to me. And so kids whose brains are quite malleable, you can teach them anything. You could teach them Chinese or Hungarian or anything. You can certainly teach them that they can change genders, and that's what's happening. It's nothing more than that. And we have a lot of people now that what they call affirming young children. Well, what I believe it to be is that it's pure, unadulterated child abuse, and it should not be allowed. A child obviously has the right to curiosity about gender, but parents should not have the right to change their kids' gender just because it's some kind of new social trend, like, having a new puppy or something. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's for sure. Increasingly, we see, again, the numbers are increasing as far as those who identify as transgender, the numbers of children and teens who identify as transgender, that number is increasing. But a lot of times parents, you know, they watch the media, they hear all these stories about transgender kids, and like you're saying, some of them believe that their child is transgender, believe that their child is born in the wrong body, so they encourage that. Or they may take the child to a child psychologist, too, and they're all on board with all this stuff. The vast majority are, anyway. So it's troubling that our kids are being, you know, groomed, they're being used as guinea pigs in this great social experiment. And I'm, you know, it's disturbing to me. But as you say, kids are, their minds are easily, I'll say, manipulated in these activities. Exactly, impressionable. The homosexual and transgender activists, the LGBT activists, know this. That's why they're targeting kids in the public schools and such as that. So it's troubling that, you know, so many of these social experiments are targeting the children because these activists know that if they can convince the younger generation that they can choose their gender, or convince the younger generation that it's okay to be gay or that's perfectly normal to be transgender or gay, then they have won the battle in the end. That's why it's so important that your message get out there, because you've lived it and you know what has happened and, you know, what's happened in your life in such as that. So it troubles me when the schools are on board with this. The public schools are, to me, they've almost become public enemy number one behind the media. I put the media up there, up that.
Well, you can, You can take Obama for the schools gaining that, because he appointed safe schools. Or anytime the left uses the term safe schools, that means it's a very unsafe school.
Yeah.
And he appointed a safe schools are when he first came in the administration, who is a person who's very much an activist for the LGBT and started installing all these gay day, trans day, this day, that day into schools. Mm-hmm. Instead of teaching our kid reading, writing, and arithmetic and how to go out in the world, we're teaching them how to change genders and how to fight back against their parents when their parents object to the fact that they're trying to portray themselves as a different gender. In fact, most of the young kids in their teens today are learning how to be transgender from groups online. Mm-hmm. And I published an article some time back about how kids can go online and actually learn what to say, what to tell their parents, and how to get the diagnosis of gender dysphoria just so they can get on board and join a group and all that sort of stuff. And kids love to be in a group, don't they?
Well, yeah, they definitely like to be part of a group, and there's a lot of peer pressure in the schools and such. But yeah, that's interesting, because there's a situation over in a school near here that they just sent a letter out, I believe it was in April earlier this year, April 2018, announcing that they were going to change their policy and that it was going to be transgender inclusive, that they were going to allow this one student who identified as transgender, going to allow her, because she is a biological female, to use the boys' facilities. And at that point, the letter just said to use the boys' bathroom. At this point, unless they've changed it since then, they are allowing her to use the restroom but not the locker room. But I see that changing. If nothing else, she will sue. But I did a little bit of research on her and found out that she learned how to be transgender, or say the right words, just the way you said, online. She had never heard the word transgender or didn't know what it was until she went online and found it. And that hit me.
The internet probably accounts for 80 to 90% of the teen kids becoming transgender. I worked with a mother on this issue, and I said, why don't you sit your girl, she's 14-year-old girl, sit her down and say, you know, where are you learning this? How'd you come up with this?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, online. And,
oh, my goodness, yeah, yeah.
So therein lies probably a great deal of what we're seeing and getting in these chat rooms. And it's become a fad. And much like the goth days of old, you know, when everybody was dressing in black. And kids love to migrate to these things, even when they're very unhealthy. This is probably one of the most unhealthy things that's come into our community of kids. I always tell parents, if it's possible at all for them to do so, take their kids out of public school. The public schools have become a cesspool for this nonsense.
They have. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, and a lot of times if parents object, then they are accused of being bullies against the LGBT community. And, even though the parents are concerned, the parents want to know what's going on, but if they object to something or want to see something or know something about what's going on in their child's class, they're accused of being bullies. And it seems like there was either a law proposed or just passed in, was it Minnesota maybe? I can't remember the exact state, but where it would actually make it illegal for parents not to affirm their child's decision to be transgender, to be the opposite gender.
You know, when I hear something like that, I want to find out who the lawmaker is and put his head down a toilet. I mean, that's just so unbelievably stupid that it's beyond comprehension. I don't know why people aren't more outraged. We're just so sort of accustomed to this stuff that people go, oh, gee, another one of those laws, and they just kind of go along with it.
Yeah.
It's really killing the family.
It's
killing our kids, because these young people from the age of 12 to 24 who identify as transgender are attempting suicide at a rate of 50%, one half of them.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how unhealthy it is. That's how stupid and ridiculous it is, and parents should be totally outraged, shouldn't let their kids go to school. Mm-hmm. Parents should be protesting this stuff.
Yeah,
but
they should.
They're busy trying to earn a living and pay the car payment, the house payment, and feed the dog, you know, and so here we are, we're stuck with this nonsense.
Yeah. And, you know, those stats you just gave us are outrageous. But they say, well, it's because the society as a whole is not affirming or accepting of transgenders, etc.
Let me just get this in. The reason the kids are attempting suicide is because people are affirming them and encouraging them to change genders. That's what's causing them to become confused, depressed, because here's the key thing. You cannot encourage a child or tell them they can change genders without at the very same time telling them there's something wrong with them the way they were and that you need to change. So that these things work hand in hand. So you're saying, well, there's something wrong with you. You really need to change genders. You really need to explore this. And so there's something wrong with you if you don't. And so they become confused. They become depressed. They try it. They find it doesn't really satisfy their deeper needs. And so they attempt suicide. So it isn't society. It's the wackos who are telling them that they can change genders, who are affirming them and helping them do it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we see more and more of that with, the professionals, so-called professionals, who are really they're profiting from this in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at there's the puberty blockers that are prescribed. There's the so-called sex change surgeries. I guess they renamed it to sex reassignment surgery, which is impossible. But yeah,
they changed all that. They changed the terminology to gender affirming because they know you can't change it. So every time they get hammered down on a point, they move the goalpost and say, well, we're going to do it over here.
Yeah.
Because everything they're doing is absolute nonsense. It's craziness. And anybody who does all this affirming stuff, in my view, should be locked up. I went through it, and it destroyed my life. Mm-hmm. And it's destroying the lives of many people, and people aren't angry enough and upset enough. And the more and more people that go through this, we're going to get to a point where we're reaching now.
Yeah. You have experienced this, and you know kind of an effect it has on one's life, and you know full well that these kids are going to regret having gone through this so-called transition. You know, because that's puberty blockers where they don't go through puberty, so that stunts their growth, that makes them sterile, et cetera, et cetera. Then they go to the extreme and have healthy body parts removed and such as that. But what you made an excellent point that I had not thought about before, and that was that when they get the message that they're transgender, or the message that a mistake has been made, that there's something wrong with you, and then they go through the transition, and they're not satisfied.
And
they've been told their way they were is wrong, that they were a mistake then, and now they realize that they made a huge mistake with this so-called transition, and that leads to suicide.
Well,
so it's very...
It's even worse than that. It isn't that they made a huge mistake. They realized that the adults have been lying to them. They've been defrauded from having a life. And so if there was something wrong with me when I was a young kid and needed to change genders, I did that.
Yeah.
And now that I've changed genders, I'm not happy. Then I may as well kill myself because there's nothing left to do. And I've got this in my book, Trans Life Survivors. It has everything in there. The audience, anyone listening, needs to know about kids and about what the consequences are. If they read that book, they'll understand why I'm so upset about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just ordered a copy of that, and it actually tells a story, what, 30 stories of those who are what is being labeled detransition?
They detransition.
Right, right. Yeah. Did you have trouble finding those individuals who are willing to tell their story?
Oh, I've got about 300 of them.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I just put 30 in there.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And you know,
I could write a yellow pages book on it.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, that's fantastic though that there's that many who are just
it's fantastic,
but it's disheartening.
There's thousands.
Yeah, that so many have bought into the lie that they were born, that God made a mistake, and that they were, in essence, they were mistaken, and they tried to change it and found out that they made an even greater mistake because what they do can't be reversed. So how can folks get a hold of the book?
They can go to the website, walthire.com, and click on the the place to order the book and order the book, and it'll come to them.
Okay, so waltheyer.com. And that's your blog, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your blog. And then you have a website, sexchangeregret.com, and you have a lot of research on that page. And I do encourage folks, because this topic is so infiltrating the country, and most people don't understand what is going on. They don't understand how to counter it. They don't understand, because the left is always so very good. They have their talking points. They stick to those talking points. And many, many times we don't know how to counter those talking points. And I totally agree. Christian parents need to pull their kids out of school, because out of public schools, because those have become a cesspool of indoctrination when it comes to the LGBT agenda, especially if there's a Gay Straight Alliance club, or now they're calling it a diversity club or whatever. But even it's embedded, even without those clubs, it's embedded in so much of the curriculum. And, you know, not just sex ed classes, but, I mean, there's, you know, literature required reading list, have all this kind of sexualized imagery, sexualized language, and so much of it pushes the LGBT agenda. And parents just need to be aware of this. How can folks contact you if they want to get more information?
Yeah, they can just go to sexchangeregret.com or waltheyer.com. And, man, I thank you for letting me come on today and share this, and I hope people get the book. That keeps the ministry going. So
absolutely, absolutely. And
I need the support.
Yeah, and we appreciate your efforts and the courage that's taken, because I'm sure that the LGBT community, especially the transgender community, has not been real welcoming to your
message. They love me.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm their favorite.
Oh, you're their favorite. They all
carry my they carry my picture in their wallet. They just love me.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, we'll be praying for you though, because I know that it's not an easy road to trod with your willingness to go public with your story and to tell about the danger. So we appreciate that.
And you bet. Okay. You take care.
Yeah, you take care too.
All right, thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.